Much of Wrangell's public infrastructure was built at the peak of the logging boom, or in the wake of mill closures when state money flooded the community to aid the crumbling economy. After years of deferred maintenance, many of the community's buildings and utilities have critical repair needs. Wrangell's former borough manager estimated at least $250 million worth.
This instinct to be conservative has hurt us.
Assemblymember Ryan Howe told fellow elected leaders at a borough meeting on July 26th that the borough's poor financial decision-making has already gone far enough, whether that's not doing necessary maintenance on borough buildings, taking the cheapest route for repairs, or leaving millions of dollars in low-interest accounts. Since the beginning of the year, Wrangell's assembly and administration have been trying to start filling the hole. In January, the government began raising rates on nearly every utility in town, including the borough-owned cemetery. Now, they're looking at asking the community to take on $15 million of bond debt for a couple of major infrastructure projects, but they know it's a hard sell.
I've already heard it around town. A lot of people say, I'm not voting to raise my taxes any more than my rates have gone up.
Assemblymember Dave Powell said he's concerned the public won't be on board with a bond.
I mean, I hear it all, you know, a lot of people aren't, the rates, everybody knew they had to go up, but now you're going to throw in this, and it's going to look terrible. This is going to look terrible.
Powell added that all the deferred maintenance on borough buildings might be a red flag for residents. If the government hasn't done upkeep on borough buildings in the past, he asked, how are people going to know that the borough won't be back in the same situation in 20 years? The $15 million in bonds would cover two projects. One is the first phase of a major refurbishment for the community's public safety building, which houses police, fire, DMV office, a children's social worker, and the community courthouse. The building is in rough shape. A survey last year found it couldn't pass a fire alarm inspection and had extensive rot. The engineer could put a screwdriver through the floorboards. That bond would be for $10.5 million, but a full refurbishment could cost much more. The other bond of $4.5 million would cover a portion of a major maintenance project for Wrangell's three public schools. Other money for renovations would come from the state's Education Maintenance Fund. At the July 26th work session to help decide how to draft a bond proposal, assembly members chose an option presented by the finance director that would balance the potential bond debt between property taxpayers and the borough's general and special revenue funds. That means less of the debt payments would rest solely on property taxpayers, but rates would still need to go up. The proposal would increase taxes on a house in Wrangell, valued at $200,000, by $1,210 per year. That would be lower for houses outside what's called the borough's service area. But it's not clear exactly how the proposed increase would break down for individual taxpayers. That's because the borough is working on reassessing every property in the community. There isn't a set timeline for when those reassessments would be back, and it might not be before Wrangell voters would have to vote on a bond proposal on October 4th. Borough manager Jeff Good said he knows it's not a great time to be looking at raising even more rates, but economically, sooner is better than later, he said.
The interest rates are going up, so if we wait another year, and again, timing is awful, because you know we're going through a lot of increases as far as all of our, you know, the rates that we're paying for everything, but at the same time, we're not going to get this interest rate again for probably quite a while, and it's just... It's our only opportunity.
Assemblymember Patty Gilbert said she believes Wrangell residents are willing to take on the debt, but they also need to see that local maintenance is being done, filled potholes, repaired siding, and so on. She said seeing those results will make the citizens trust the process of taking on debt. The borough also needs to do a better job of informing the public about grants it obtains to do projects and about maintenance that is being done, she said.
I think we need to really get the message out there that we're repairing sewer pumps and we're repairing water lines, and people can rest assured that the sidewalk section that they keep tripping over every day walking their dog will be, you know, looked into. I think that would be good as an approach to, you know, selling bonds and doing this ballot proposition.
Assembly members also discussed the possibility of changing local code to make sure that once the community paid off the bond debt, the assembly would be legally required to lower property taxes to pre-bond levels. Finance Director Mason Villarma told assembly members that regardless of how the bond proposal process goes, the community needs to have better long-term planning for maintenance of public buildings.
So what I'm saying is there's a big commitment here. So I think, like, you know, what we would want to do is, like, borough administration is probably actually write out a comprehensive maintenance plan so this scenario doesn't happen again, because I don't think we could ever climb out of it if it happens again.
They've scheduled a special meeting to give the bond debt an initial consideration on August 8th at 5:30 p.m. in the Borough Assembly Chambers. It's the start of a possibly years-long process of applying for a bond and around 2 decades to pay off the debt. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.